I'm going to take the liberty of making a few closing remarks, if you'll allow me. One of the things I'd like to comment on is we've had some contradictory statements. The horse is bolted and the horse is not bolted. David is a hobbit blogger and David is a big blogger.
David has a big blog.
I'm not going to make any further comments about David. It'd be dangerous. I actually have to turn to Ursula's panel comments for the remarks I thought were perhaps most pertinent in summing up today. She pointed out the law has always faced challenge. And she mentions photography, film, video, even the book as challenges to the court, and of course the invention of newspapers and so on. So it is true that in that sense the internet is a continuum. But it's also true, I think, that the internet has sped up the rate of change. And the rate of innovation on the internet is huge. I am proud to say, am not a Twitterer, although I am registered on Twitter, and I keep getting invitations from what look appear to be young women to follow me on Twitter. I'm amazed. I have no idea what the purpose of this these approaches are, but I refuse to twit. But I think, you know, as Judge Harvey pointed out, Twitter is something which happens in the courtroom now. It makes all of those issues around the care that that David takes with his blog in terms of removing possibly infringing comments and so on almost not pointless, obviously, but in some sense less useful than it could be. And there will be new technology challenges, and they come up every few months. I hadn't heard of Twitter until about, I don't know, 18 months ago at the earliest. I don't think it's been around longer than that. Who knows what the next Twitter will be and what challenges it will throw up. The great joy and pleasure of the internet is the rate of innovation that takes place on it. And every time there's a new innovation, it offers new opportunities and new challenges. And it is always going to be a problem for the law to keep up. So in that sense, nothing has changed, but everything changes. Another contradiction, I suppose. I'll just make my own final point is that I think that this sort of forum indicates, and the range of views expressed here indicate, that one way or another, human institutions change to cope. We're always inclined to take absolutist points of view. And I think a number of speakers have pointed out that, in fact, in one way or another, we will tend to find a way and muddle through. There may well be a law in the play in place which may be interpreted in certain ways, but we will have a Solicitor General's office with limited resources to pursue some of those things. So there are natural limits and balances irrespective of the way that we set things up in a formal system. And so I'd just like to finish by saying I think we have a useful way forward coming out of today. We will be following this up with both the formal approach to that media committee and in an informal relationship that Bernard suggested and that Jordan has indicated. So there will be an opportunity to opt in and to continue this conversation in a useful way. I'd like to just close by thanking the organisers of this. The instigator, of course, as it should be readily apparent, is one, David Farrar, who runs a big blog. And thank you, David, for this. I think it's been an extremely valuable initiative. But I'd also like to formally thank Raj Chandra from the Ministry of Justice, Warren Young from the Law Commission, who have worked closely with Jordan Carter and Campbell Gardner from Internet New Zealand to pull this program together, to line up this wonderful collection of speakers that we've had, that we're privileged to hear. And I'd like very much to thank you for attending, for your lively contributions and constant attention, and formally close proceedings. I believe that there will be drinks available in a few minutes' time. So please relax and hang about and continue the conversation. Thank you very much.